Hey friends, Heather Creekmore here. This is the spring break free. If you're wondering where are the regular episodes of Compared to Who, they will be back soon enough. But for the rest of this month, we are doing the spring break free, a bonus episode series where you get content every day to help you break free from your body image issues before summer comes. Doesn't that sound amazing? So we've walked through a little bit of my story, and in the weeks to come, I'm going to walk you through the heart of body image issues, how we get rid of body image issues, and some practical things we can do as we head towards summer to stay free. I hope you'll join us each and every day. And don't forget, on comparedtowho.me, there are questions for reflection that you can follow along with, use in your quiet time every day. Really dig into this stuff so you can find new freedom. That is my goal and my prayer for you this spring. Enjoy today's episode of the Spring Break Free.
Hey, this is Heather Creekmore from Compared to Who. You're watching day 13 of the Spring Break Free series, and I'm so glad that you are watching today, because today we're going to kind of finish up this concept of false salvation. And today I just want to throw it right out there. What is it called when we look to something else for salvation? When we buy that Biggest Loser definition of salvation, like we talked about yesterday and the day before, what is that called? Well, it's called idolatry. Yes, idolatry. Now, some of you might have been raised in the church like I was, where that's kind of an unfamiliar term, even in church. I mean, especially if you think of it in terms of just worshiping statues. I mean, I know for me, I know we didn't have any statues in our house. I looked the other way when we went to the Chinese restaurant, didn't even look at Buddha. So I thought that idolatry was the one of the Ten Commandments that I would never have to worry about. I mean, there was no way I was going to bow down to any inanimate object. That was just stupid. But turns out that God showed me in his grace and goodness that this was the root of my body image struggle. You see, for years and years and decades, really, even, I believed the Biggest Loser definition of salvation. I thought if I could change my look, then I would feel freedom, joy, peace, happiness. Then I would be free to experience love in the way that I had always wanted to experience it. I thought changing my body would save me. And friends, that was actually idolatry, because looking to anything other than Jesus for salvation is worshiping a false god. It's idolatrous. And the hard news / good news about identifying idolatry at the root of my body image issues is that I have to call it out as sin. And now I know some of you probably stopped watching as soon as I said that S word, sin. Ah, no one wants to talk about sin. I mean, I read about 1,000, okay, that's an exaggeration, but I read a lot of body image books before I wrote mine. And do you know that only one of them, one out of a zillion, mentioned the word sin? Friends, that's why I think that this is a unique solution. And it's good news. If you can pinpoint the ways that your heart has been longing for something other than Jesus to save it, if you can identify the ways that you thought, even fleeting, maybe it's not obsessive, but maybe just you thought, you know what, if I looked like her, then I would be free. If I could just be 15 pounds thinner, 25 pounds thinner, 55 pounds thinner, then I would feel free. Then I would be saved. Then I would feel that joy and peace and all that good stuff. Friends, these are idolatrous thoughts. Jesus alone saves us, and he doesn't want to share that stage with anyone else, especially not with the weight loss or your personal trainer or your beauty ritual. So friends, if you've bought idolatry's lie, if you've looked to body image idolatry to save you, if you've looked to beauty to save you, let me encourage you today to call it sin. And I'm going to tell you tomorrow what we do with it once we call it sin, because it's good news. It's really good news. But join me tomorrow, and we'll talk about what to do with this body image idolatry sin issue and how to find true freedom from body image issues. This is the Spring Break Free. Catch up on comparedtowho.me if you've missed any, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Hey, Heather here. If you are loving what you hear on this podcast, but feel like you could use just a little bit more help in getting free from body image and comparison issues, I have an idea for you. Let's work together. There are several different ways you can do this. You can join our Refocus online group. It's happening on my website a few times a year. Or you can sign up for group or individual coaching. I love helping women find freedom. Our time together won't be about your food or your exercise habits necessarily. Instead, we'll dig into what's really going on in your heart. Almost all the issues we struggle with in life have a spiritual root, and that's what I want to help you uncover. Go to comparedtowho.me and look for the coaching tab to find out more. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.